Hello, good morning, everyone. How are you to this beautiful day that the Lord has made? I'm Karen Jane Casey on the podcast, Turn to God with Karen. And every Monday we have Hope and Faith Journey. This is where we talk about the challenges and struggles that we face, always hoping for healing and finding encouragement through these struggles, and always knowing that we can turn to God about anything. Well, today, this month, every Monday, we covered serious topics, starting with child abuse, domestic violence, then toxic relationships. So today, we're going to sum it all up in Overcoming Challenges. So that's the title for this episode, Overcoming Challenges. And I'm truly basing this episode on a brochure that I had written in 2020, Hope for Your Future. Do you face challenges you need to overcome? This year, I placed this entire brochure in my book, launched in May, My Dear Rosa Jean. So now that brochure is in the appendix of the book. As a domestic violence survivor, overcomer, and advocate, I want to share what I've learned during a lifetime of abuses. I want you to see that you are the Lord's treasure, His work of art. You can hope to enjoy the abundant life meant for you. What is domestic violence? A good internet definition says that it is a pattern of abusive behavior in any relationship used by one partner to gain or maintain power and control of another intimate partner. Well, a step further would be toxic relationships, and that's just not being intimate partners. As you may know, domestic violence can happen to anyone. It doesn't matter what your race, age, or religion may be. It can affect the whole family, co-workers, and the entire community. As one who has experienced child abuse, I can attest that repeated violence in the home will teach a child that abuse is a normal life pattern, both domestic violence and toxic relationships. One thing I learned through experience is this: the abuser is not always abusive. There will be times that your abuser seems loving and caring. I believe that that's the hook to get you to stay, to believe that change can happen for the better. And if that abuser was always abusive, a victim would give up on them earlier in the relationship and find a way to leave. Through my experience, I've come to believe that this recipe of overcoming that I'm going to share with you now, the recipe for overcoming challenges, not just abuse. What is the first ingredient? Well, you know it? Turn to God or turn back to Him. Decide to turn your life around and as I did while I was in the pit of despair, to humbly come to the Lord in prayer. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 14:6, Jesus said this Himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. I also encourage you to read Romans 10:9-10, and 1 John 1. This is the most important thing that you will ever do. Confess to the Lord out loud. And I'm going to say a prayer now. I hope you'll join me in it. Dear Lord, I know that I've messed up my life. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins and help me with the temptations that come as I strive to walk away from my sinful living. Dear Jesus, I know that you suffered and died on the cross for me to pay for my sins, and you arose from the grave. You defeated death. I accept you, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior. I ask you to come into my heart now, and thank you, Jesus, for saving me. I will serve you all of my life. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. What is the second ingredient? Safely leave your dangerous and habitually toxic environment. If you've ever found yourself in an abusive situation, please know you are not alone, it's not your fault, and you can get help. If it's an emergency, dial 911. You can reach out to shelters with professional resources to devise an escape plan, and that is a very dangerous step. The National Domestic Violence Hotline number is this, 1-800-799-7233. Safe. Please know that the Lord did not mean for you to remain in a habitually toxic environment with mean-spirited people. Proverbs 2:24. Do not make friends with a hot-tempered person. Do not associate with one easily angered. Also, I encourage you to look up 1 Corinthians 5:11. The third ingredient is this, believe and have faith. Have you turned to Jesus for your salvation? Then you need to realize that you are not an unloved, unworthy abuse victim. You are not alone. Rather, you are a precious child of God. The King of the universe loves you, and you are never alone. Have faith, not fear. Jeremiah 31:3. The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. What's the fourth ingredient? Be filled with gratitude. Look with thanksgiving at what the Lord has already done for you and what he has brought you through. It's impossible to be thankful and have a pity party at the same time. When we rejoice in the Lord, praising him, we can experience inner peace and joy despite our circumstances. Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. What is the final ingredient, the fifth ingredient? Forgive. Forgive yourself. Have you turned to Jesus? When you humbly asked for forgiveness, he did forgive you, and your past is now gone. Now you need to forgive yourself and forget the past. Forgive those who abused and offended you. Forgive so your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. This happens in your heart, and it may be dangerous to tell your abuser that you've forgiven him. Regardless, forgiveness is not at all the same as trust. You may forgive, but maybe circumstances will indicate that you can never trust them again. If trust does come, it should be over a matter of months, not days, after continually they have proven over and over again that they have become trustworthy. The next one is to forgive the indifferent. Forgive those who knew about your desperate needs but chose to do nothing to help you. We don't know what their reasons might be. We don't know their heart. Why do we forgive ourselves and others? For our soul's sake. 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Matthew 6:14-15, if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive their sins, your Father will not forgive you your sins. Yikes. As you may know, I am a domestic violence survivor, overcomer, and advocate. I suffer from child abuse, life-threatening domestic violence, and the abuse by toxic people. I cried out to the Lord, and He granted me His forgiveness, His rescue, His redemption through Jesus Christ. It's gratitude that motivates me to speak to you now. And if He did that for me, He will do it for you. I encourage you to go to my website, KarenJaneCasey.com, for helpful information, including common forms and types of abuse, red flags to be aware of, and there you also see my books, including My Dear Rosa Jean, written in fiction while I was in recovery. It was my way of sharing how the Lord has delivered me, and He can deliver you. Choose to turn to God without delay. I encourage you to study the Word of God and pray so that you can gain an understanding of who He is, lean on the promises that He offers, and begin your relationship with Him. Always praise and obey with gratitude as you grow in faith, and you can find inner peace and joy regardless of the situation, the challenges that you're facing now. I invite you to listen and watch my weekly podcast, Turn to God with Karen, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, for empowerment as you navigate through your life struggles. I pray for your many blessings. Thank you for joining me in this episode of Turn to God with Karen. This is Karen Jane Casey, author, speaker, podcaster, domestic violence victim advocate, and ambassador for Christ. Stay tuned for Turn to God with Karen every Monday at 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Wednesday episodes are Sword of the Spirit. Friday, we have Karen's Book Corner. I invite you to share your comments and suggestions. Any feedback is always welcome. My website is KarenJaneCasey.com. There's a contact page there you can reach me through. When you go to my website, you will see information, resource material relating to domestic violence. Also, you'll see my books, my blogs, my podcasts to encourage you and bring you hope for healing. A new thing, I also have a page dedicated to my series of children's books that are full of adventure, imagination, good times, and fun, usually involving a variety of animals. And if you've read and enjoyed any of my books, let me know about it. And I'd appreciate a review on Amazon. Thank you, and God bless.